Good afternoon. Still relatively mild across interior New York and New England today on the warmer side of the deep storm that brought all the rain and wind to the region yesterday. As a result, temperatures are hanging largely in the 50s across the area, with some of the higher terrain staying in the 40s. As this storm system continues to wrap up in southeastern Canada, cooler air will begin to flow in from the west-southwest around its backside, and readings will slide back through the 50s and 40s for the balance of the day. Leftover moisture will be wrung out in the form of a few scattered showers from time to time during the afternoon hours. The storm will weaken to our north and east overnight tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there's still the risk of a few spotty light rain or snow showers as temperatures drop back into the lower 30s. The upper level portion of this storm will slide by on Wednesday, keeping it a bit unsettled. Still partly sunny skies, it'll be breezy and cooler, with afternoon highs more seasonable in the lower 40s, with the risk of a couple of passing rain or snow showers. High pressure will keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, lower to mid-40s, before a weak disturbance slide by with a few flurries on Friday and highs staying in the 40s. Over the weekend, it'll start out dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 40 before another storm develops. Its exact track still to be determined, but we could see some rain and or snow as we hit the latter stages of Sunday, with high temperatures dropping back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same deep storm moving across the northeast will continue to bring widespread inclement weather across the upper Ohio Valley and Great Lakes into early tomorrow. Heavy rain and gusty winds are possible across easternmost New England ahead of the surface low, and portions of Maine could see high temperatures prior to the passage of the system's cold front later today. The large circulation of the storm will draw colder air in across the Great Lakes and toward the Ohio Valley, changing the rain into snow in these areas. Accumulating snow is expected to last into much of the day, with heavy snow likely downwind of Lake Erie. The snow is forecast to reach as far south as the higher elevations of the southern Appalachians under a cold and blustery northwest flow in the wake of the storm. Cold air filtering in behind the storm could lead to a frost as far south as southwest Florida as temperatures dip into the mid to upper 30s under light winds by tomorrow morning. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers, early highs in the mid-50s. Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 67 set in 1934, and the record low 5 below zero in 1875. Sunrise 7:06 a.m., sunset 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly to mostly cloudy with passing showers from time to time this afternoon. Temperatures sliding back through the 50s and 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few showers today. Temperatures falling back through the 50s. A few more showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers today, temperatures falling back through the 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers today, temperatures falling back through the 50s. A few showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few showers today, temperatures falling back through the 50s. A few showers around tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, cooler, a few rain or snow showers in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries on Friday in the mid-40s. Partly sunny on Saturday near 40. Mostly cloudy with rain or snow possible on Sunday in the lower 40s. And a few snow showers left over on Monday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.